Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Shuti Babbitt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lozinski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. One out. Shuti Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Squires moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. Fisk scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Babbitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Squires steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive towards first. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Babbitt strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Newman moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Almon reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Heath and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards the mound. McLaughlin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kuntz moves to second. Jeff Jones now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard strikes out. 1 out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McKay hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.